Hello, listeners of AC the English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is Jerry.
那在这一期的 podcast 里面呢 ,Jerry 要给大家分享一些什么呢
?For this episode, 翩翩 and I decided to talk about my college experience in America.、
Mm-hmm.
Then, I decided to talk about weird and quirky college cultures and traditions.Including the ones at Duke.
上次跟 Jerry 聊天呢，就聊到他在杜克大学亲身经历的一些校园文化，比如说为了抢篮球票，大学生都要住帐篷排队一两个月之类的。
Yeah.
在我们看来呢，的确是稀奇古怪哈 ，weird and quirky. 但这些呢，都是美国大学非常常见的一些 college cultures and traditions in America. 文化传统 ，right? 所以呢， mm-hmm. 今天这一期呢，我们就来聊一聊
the weird and quirky college cultures and traditions in America.
美国那些稀奇古怪的大学文化与校园传统。
So, when you decide what college you are going to be attending, what are some factors that you would consider?
在国外选大学的时候会考虑什么因素呢？ What are some factors that you would consider? 就是我觉得应该是排名和专业吧。
I mean, they are all important. And it would really depend on the person, but to list some, we would all consider ranking, academic reputation, professors, the college system, and your major. But...There is one more thing that you should take account.
还有一项哈，是什么呢？
In America, one of the most important things to take account is college culture.
College culture. 也就是说除了这个 academic reputation, 就是学术名誉，其实也就是它的这个 ranking, 排名，还有 professors, 师资啊，然后 system, 以及你的 major, 专业之外，那国外选大学呢，还有一个特别特别重要的一个因素，就是 college culture,校园文化、那你当时为什么选杜克大学呢？你当时的这个情况申请哈佛呀，或者说斯坦福、麻省理工都是可以的吧、
Yeah, and many people were like, you really should have to look into college culture because、that really determines whether you're going to enjoy your experience there. So I really looked into that、and schools like MIT and Stanford look for students that are really deep into one fieldBut I really personally enjoyed the holistic aspect of Duke because、at Duke we have to take classes in literature,、science, social science, civilizations, art, and all of it. So I really like the college culture at Duke.
原来校园文化对学生择校这么重要哈。
So because different people are attracted to different colleges.
Sure.
So it ends up forming a unique culture around each school.
其实就相当于校风，每个大学呢都有自己的一个 unique culture、比如说呢
Some schools party really hard、while in some schools there are barely any parties、Some schools are really competitive among students、While some schools are really cooperative、So the atmosphere must really depend on the school
大学里呢是 party hard 还是 no party 学生之间是 competitive互相竞争较劲还是 really cooperative 互相协助、这个呢真的是 really depends on the school 每个大学是不一样的哈并不是说美国大学都是一样的、所以呢每个人的大学体验也是不同的、
So the fit can really really determine whether、you would how you would feel about your college experience、So then a lot of the people would be like look into the college culture you're applying、to But I feel like a lot of the students are like, no, I'm just going to look at the ranking. But、like, it's really not it because you have to be happy wherever you go. So
exactly. 那刚才讲到了就是每一个大学的这个 culture 是不一样的哈。那比如说你们学校呢你们杜克是什么样的一个 culture?
As of Duke, I would say we have a big work hard, play hard culture.、A lot of people spend all day studying, but they also stay up all night partying. So it's definitely fun and engaging, but also、challenging at the same time.
Yeah, 这就是杜克大学的 college culture, 哈，就是 a big、work hard, play hard culture, 就是拼命学、拼命玩。既可以 spend all day studying, 然后也可以 stay up all night partying,、right?
Yeah.
还有什么好玩的呢?
Let's talk about college traditions, because a lot of them are really quirky and hilarious.
对,非常搞笑哈。那咱们再来看看那些 quirky and hilarious college traditions.
I'll start with Duke, because obviously I'm most familiar with it.
Sure.
And I remember talking about how big sports in my previous podcasts, like 2 years ago.
对 ,Jerry 以前讲过很多大学都有这个 big sports culture, 对吧你们杜克大学是篮球特别厉害。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have a great basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually recently made it to the top four in the college basketball tournament.
Wow.
And everyone's crazy about it.
Sure.I bet so. 全美 top four, 全美第四啊，那是很厉害你们学校。
Mm-hmm. So then, so many students are obsessed with Duke basketball.
Uh-huh.
So they often fight for tickets to go watch the game.
为了看比赛，大学生通常会 fight for tickets to go watch the game. 那你们学校是怎么抢票的呢？
Yeah, so in order to determine who gets the ticket,We have this system called tenting.
Oh, wow. Tent 就是帐篷哈 T-E-N-T. Tenting 就是杜克大学特有的一种 system, 专为抢票而生。就是一人一个帐篷吗？
No, around 12 students form a group or a tent.
Wow, 每个帐篷是12人。那你们在帐篷里要住多久啊？
Okay, so it's pretty crazy. They must build a tent that would stay up for a month.
Wow.
Then the students have to spend a month living in the tent while taking classes and doing all the necessary homework.
Oh my gosh. 要在帐篷里面住上一个月吃喝拉撒上课写作业都得在帐篷里。天哪。
Yeah. And you can't cheat your way around because the tent administrators visit around 3 to 5 times a day.To check if members are present in the tent.
学校还专门有这个 tent administrators, 就帐篷管理员、yeah. 其实就跟那种社管一样哈就是每天要去帐篷去查房、mm-hmm. 然后去看看 if members are present in the tent.、
Yep.
天哪那你们学校每次大约有多少个这种12个人的帐篷排队抢篮球票呢
So this year we had 173 tents.
Oh my gosh.
Which is around 1/3 of entire Duke population to watch the most popular basketball game against UNC, which is our basketball rival.
Uh-huh. 就是 rival, 就是对手。杜克大学的这个 basketball rival 就是 UNC, 北卡罗来纳州大学。那么今年两所大学的这个对决赛呢是有173个12人的帐篷在排队抢票to watch the most popular basketball game. 所有的帐篷们都能抢到票吗到最终
Nope. And out of these 173 tents that has been out there for a month, not everyone gets a ticket. Only 70 tents are selected randomly to watch the basketball game.
天哪，只有七十个帐篷被选上 ，Only 70 tents are selected to watch the game. Wow, that is so crazy.
Exactly. Can you just feel how Duke students are crazy towards their basketball games?
Yeah, I do.
And they also have to pass a written test to go watch the game against UNC.
What? 去看比赛还要通过一个笔试。You have to pass a written test 才能去看比赛、
yeah.
这个 written test 都考什么呀我真的很好奇
Yeah, to listen、they just test random facts like What is the name of our coach?、What years did Duke win ACC championship?
这些那种 random questions、
mm-hmm.
哎，你上次给我说烧凳子好像也是篮球赛上的一个传统对不对
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have another tradition related to our basketball against UNC. And once we beat them, we bring benches and burn them to celebrate our victory.
杜克大学跟 UNC 打篮球赛如果能赢的话呢如果能 beat them, 杜克大学的学生就会搬来很多的 benches, 就是那种长凳子然后呢 burn the benches to celebrate the victory. 还有这种庆祝胜利的方式呀。
Yeah, and there is actually a really funny story. So 2 years ago, since COVID was really severe, and since no one was vaccinated, Duke was preventing large gatherings.
Sure. 两年前呢，正好是 COVID 很厉害的时候，大家呢也没有 got vaccinated 打疫苗哈，所以呢大学肯定会禁止 large gatherings 就是大型聚集。
So of course, students weren't able to burn our benches.I mean, officially, once we beat UNC, students raged to the center of college and started gathering benches all around.
那你们校长不管吗?
So our Dean, John Blackshear, actually went on top of the benches to tell people, go away, we can't burn our benches tonight.
那学生什么反应呢? But they're very disappointed.
Yes, so in the middle of disappointment, one of the students yelled, then burn him too!
天哪, my gosh! 那这个the dean 不让学生们聚集然后去烧这个 benches, 学生就直接喊哈 burn him too, 把他也给烧了。
Yeah, they're crazy. So then the dean, of course, got scared and just simply went away while students resumed burning benches.
哇、哦、天哪 unbelievable, 真是不可思议哈。那其他学校呢也有这种 weird and quirky college traditions 吗?
Yeah, of course. And I would also like to briefly talk aboutThe funny ones in other colleges. And you guys know MIT, right?
Yeah, MIT. 麻省理工大学
MIT is known for dropping pianos off a six-story dorm every year.
天哪, wow. What a quirky tradition. 麻省理工有一个传统就是每年是每年哈 every year. 学生们都要从这个 six-story dorm, 就六楼宿舍往下扔钢琴。为什么呀?
So it also has a long tradition.
50 years ago,
MIT students decided to throw a broken piano off the roof. Since then, it just became a famous MIT tradition.
So random. 没啥原因，就是五十年前扔过一次之后，就成了麻省理工一项著名的传统了。
And as far as I remember, according to the student handbook,
yeah,
they can't throw things off the window. They just decided to throw it off the roof.Because there weren't any rules about it.
就是表示一种 break all the rules, right?
Break all the rules.
那康奈尔大学有什么这种 traditions 吗?
Cornell is also known for its Dragon Day.
Dragon Day, 就龙日、龙节 Dragon Day. 这是一个什么样的 event?
So every March, first year architecture students band together.To build a massive purple dragon, which they parade across campus.
就是 first year architecture students, 就是建筑系的大一新生，就是每年的三月要做一个 massive purple dragon, 巨大的紫龙哈，然后要在学校里面进行这个 parade, 游行，然后呢？
The dragon then battles with the large phoenix, which is built by engineering students.
Engineering students, 就是工程系的学生呢要 build, 要做一个 large phoenix, 就是大凤凰。然后呢、这个 dragon 要 battles with the phoenix, 就是龙凤相斗。康奈尔大学这个也真的是很 quirky, 哈。
Exactly. And Pian Pian, guess how long this tradition was present for?
这个有多少年的传统了？我猜一下，应该是差不多也是五十年，四五十年。
No, it's so much more than that. It's been around for more than 120 years.
You must be kidding me. 一百二十年啊，这真的是可以称得上是一项 tradition 了哈。那这个 Emily 去的那个圣母大学呢，它也是全美顶尖的大学哈。他们有什么 quirky tradition 吗？
Notre Dame University also has a quirky tradition.And their students are really engaged in football.
对，圣母大学的学生好像是 are really engaged in football. 他们就是非常喜欢足球哈。那他们得了分会怎么样呢？
Yeah. So once Notre Dame scores, some students are chosen to do push-ups.
做 push-ups 就是俯卧撑。这个也没有什么 quirky 的呀，做俯卧撑，做 doing push-ups 不是很平常吗？
But not plain push-ups on the ground.But in the sky, with people lifting you up.
Oh my gosh, 就是不是那种 push-ups on the ground, 不是在地上做，而是在空中做。With people lifting you up, 让人举着在空中做哈。
Yeah, just do push-ups in the sky. So I have attached a video, and try watching the video if you can. And it's really funny because it shows the picture of the Notre Dame fans, and they're just randomly lifting...Many people just going up and down, forming a weird shape.
那 Jerry 呢也把这个视频呢放到了我们公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中，大家呢可以 try watching the video, 非常好玩。
Yeah. So since colleges in America have a long history, they also have many traditions.
Sure.
In this podcast, I shared some traditions that I thought was weird, but hilarious as well.
嗯，这一期 podcast 做起来真的很好玩哈，而且还学到了很多的文化和地道的词汇，希望大家也喜欢。
Thank you for listening. This was Jerry. Have a great day.
This is Pian Pian. See you later.